Everybody bless the Lord and praise his name. Take your seat, everybody. God bless you. Take your seat. Listen, this is a great day.
Amen.
An awesome time to be living and an awesome time to be worshiping God. Hallelujah. I would not be in the world without God now. I could have been in the world in the 70s. But I wouldn't be in the world now without God. Amen. And so good afternoon to you all. Let me take the opportunity this very day to thank God for all of you. And especially to thank God for Dr. Antonio, a man of God. And Deacon Gill and Pastor Mike Francis and Pastor Godwin, my wife Noreen, Pastor Michael Phillips in the middle. God bless you on all the body, the elders, everyone, all the member, brothers and sisters alike, all of you, God bless you. One thing that you must know about our church, you must know that very well. There's no difference between anyone here. We are all brothers and sisters. I keep saying it. I believe it. I walk in it. Amen. There's no one difference. There's nothing between us and anyone. We fellowship together in the Spirit. Amen. So we thank God for that. Now, let me see now. Turn your Bibles, if you will, so I can get on with. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 John, the epistle of John. 1 John, the epistle of John. And then we are going to have some announcement, do some other things, and take the offering. Then we're going to roll with the Word of God. Now, the epistle of 1 John, John is now speaking to the church. Now we are living in a very acute age, a time that is very serious for the church. It is a time that I call a time of itching ear. The body of Christ has fallen into a season of itching ears. So it's like an itching ear syndrome. What happened during the period of itching ears, as somebody said to me, we have recycled Christians. Think about that. And you have to think about what he said. A recycled Christians. But it's an itching ear syndrome that is happening to the body, so they recycle themselves. The time is coming, and I believe we are at that time when things are going to change within the body of Christ. The body will be the body. But in the first, and I greet all the musicians and all the worship team that did such a tremendous, while we were singing, I was feeling the cleansing blood of Jesus surging through my entire body. Listen to the epistle of John, the first chapter, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our very own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and be a witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus the Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full. In other words, God is saying to the church, to the people of God, I want you to be joyful. I want your joy to be overrunning, over full, full and running over. For it's going to be your strength in this end time hour. Then he began to tell us what's going on. Then he said in verse 5, this then is the message What is the message? This then is the message which you have heard from him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, or we have not sinned, we have made God a liar, and his word is not in us. So speaking to the church, speaking to the Christian, this passage we just read in the book of 1 John, God's nature and the relationship that man has with God. It says God is light. What does it mean? Depicting the essence of his character in holiness and purity. Man was created in God's image and likeness. In other words, man was a mirror. He mirrored God. His reflection of the mirror of God. And he reflects that mirror of his creator in holiness and purity. They asked Jesus one time, they said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, look at me and you see the Father. I am a reflection. I am a mirror image of the Father. So all you have to do is look at me. Man fell into darkness, which we call sin, and became separated from God, dead. He lost his fellowship, he lost his image, he lost his likeness, and he's lost his possession. To walk in darkness is to walk in sin. Darkness is where Satan lives. Darkness is Satan himself. Now, that's why the book of Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, Jesus had to die to satisfy God's wrath and sin. For it, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his son. Amen. The word death means to be separated from God. Through Jesus' death, man was brought back into fellowship with God. Amen. And Colossians 1:13 says that God has delivered us from the powers of darkness. Amen, somebody. God has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. When Jesus hanged on the cross, his intention was, you see, the truth is, and I want to say this quickly because I want to get out of the way. Jesus had to die the way he died. Because it was not just the death that God after, but the blood. And his blood has got to come out of him. It has got to touch the earth so the earth can be cleansed from man's transgression. So when the blood came out of Jesus, it was speaking better things than that of Abel. And it was going to bring back fellowship. Before that, there was hostility between God and man. And any time man failed, then God would cause, he said, if you do this, then I'm going to knock you down with stones. harsh penalties. But when Jesus died, he brought back man into fellowship with Almighty God so the mirror image can be restored.
Oh my God.
Notice that he says, man was created in the image and likeness of God. Man was created, but man lost the image of God when he fell. Now, Jesus' purpose of dying was to restore that image, that fellowship, that oneness, that godness, so man can have his authority and power and ability again. So man can say to his enemy, get thee hence behind me. Say amen, somebody. And God's intention is to bring back his mirror image, a holiness and purity. God wants man to be holy. Praise God. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. He wants man to walk in his image. Because, you see, when we do not walk in his image, there is an unseen world looking at you. When the unseen world look at you, you have no clothes on. You are naked. And I don't think anyone, if you would take off your clothes and go out on the street, they would arrest you because they say you have lost your mind. Come on, somebody. Listen to what I'm telling you this morning. What is happening here is that man lost his image, the purity that covers him, the mirror image of God that covers him, he lost it. So he was walking naked. You know the story very well. Adam said, I found myself naked. And what happened? God wants to cover you. But he couldn't cover you properly until Jesus' son, his son, came and died on the cross. And when he died on the cross, you were covered again. And when you accept Jesus of Nazareth to be the Son of God, to be your Savior, to be your great high priest, God covers you again and covers you back with the image you once had in the Garden of Eden. And now you have been restored. In fact, you've been brought back. So his blood has to be shed. What is the blood? To bring us fellowship. The scripture said if we walk, if each and every one of us walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. So some of us cannot walk in light and some walk in darkness. There is no fellowship. Come on, somebody. The time has come for us to look at what God, we have been delivered from the powers of darkness. We have been translated into God's Son, into the image of God. So we walk in that. When the demonic world is looking, they are looking for the image of Christ. And so when you say, devil, I bind you. Devil, I rebuke you. Devil, come out of this person. And if the spirit world looking do not see your covering, they don't see your covering. You're not covered with the light of God. You're not covered with the glory of God. You're not covered with the holiness of God. You're not covered with the purity of God. When they look at you, then they depict you have no authority, no power, no ability over me. But when they look and they see you are covered, when they see the glory, when they see the purity, when they see the holiness of God on you, they have to bow and they have to come out and they have to obey and they have to flee. What happened is this. The church has created a syndrome of hearing what they want to hear. I want to be blessed when I go. I want to know prosperity. I want to know 7 steps to my blessing. 7 steps to my fortune. 7 steps to me. Give me someone who can read me up. Don't bring any preacher, bishop, that's going to point to my sin. Bring me preachers that's going to bless me. They're going to make me feel good. Oh, God Almighty. That's going to make me jump in church, stand up and lift up my hand. No, my God Almighty. And all of these things while you're out of God's image. When Jesus was casting out a demon, tell me this and we go. The scripture said he was out of a little boy who was bound. The disciples went to cast them out, and they could not cast them out, came out. And Jesus, when he saw Jesus coming, he fell down. Because the image of God, the glory of God, the holiness of God was coming. So Jesus, he fell down on the ground. And Jesus said to the Father, how long has it been? How long? Well, as a child, entered into him through whatever trauma there was and caused him to become epileptic. Jesus rebuked the spirit fell, and told the spirit, come out. The spirit left him, fell on the ground like dead. They say he's dead. No, Jesus said, no, lift him up. He's not dead. He's alive. The spirit left, but the spirit threw him upon the ground. Spirit left. But listen, listen, listen. What happened is this. The disciples went to Jesus and said, why could we not drive him out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief, there's something going on in you that you're not fully completed yet to do this job. Amen. But the time will come when you will be completed to do this job. And church, listen to me. The time is coming when this world will need what you've got. When the world will need what the church has. But you have to become, you have to be fully clothed in his image. Because there are some vicious demons has left hell to come on planet Earth. Vicious demons. And they ain't playing, vicious. And they're coming and they're attacking the church first. They're attacking the church first. So we better put on our clothes. Because you cannot go naked. I know some people, some women, one time, they took off their clothes and they walked in the street naked. And then they had to call the law, the police, to rush and come and grab hold of this lady naked on the street of Harlesden. The policewoman had to take off her coat and cover her up. Oh, God. Cover and then take her to the mental institution. Why? Because she was naked. Church, listen, in the spirit world, we must never be naked. We must never be what? In the spirit world. Because in the spirit world, they can see you. I remember Omobo Jesu said when he was in the dark world in Nigeria. He's in the dark world. And he said he used to look at Christians. And then he said, there are some Christians you can't see them because fire surrounds them. Fire surrounds them. Fire. Can't go near. You go and get burned. Fire surround this believer. But then he said he looked and he see other believers and they were naked. So therefore he attacks that one calls himself a believer. Because he's walking in the natural realm without his clothes. Just like the lady who walked the street without her clothes. Caught her. Put her in a mental institution. The scripture said, the demons come and torment you. The time has come for the church to climb higher, deeper, more anointed, more powerful, more. Oh, my God. So no demon can touch the body. No demon can touch it. So that we get to the place where we rebuke cancer and cancer is rebuked. Amen. Amen. That when we stand up as a body to pray and we say, devil, we rebuke you, the scripture comes into play. One can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. Why? Because we are clothed in righteousness and true holiness, and 100 of us come together. We fellowship together because we have on our clothes. Oh my God. Oh, my God, I didn't mean to preach, but God Almighty, help me. God, help me. God, help me. Please help me. Please help me.